In New York City, you're forced to shut out a lot of things. Life pushes you forward, and answers are easy on an Ivy League campus. I said goodbye to my parents and my little brother. I was off to live in San Francisco, where I could watch the skies change, where the light stuck to the hills. And this holiday, I resolved to do two things. Teach my parents how to Skype, because I needed their furrowed brows and their smiles, and to volunteer my time. Goodness knows I had plenty of it. On Thanksgiving, I delivered meals to the poor. My friend marveled that at 8:30 a.m., we could hand people their last hot meal of the day. At a Tenderloin hotel, we knocked on doors, greeted with curses. Empty rooms reeked of vomit, urine, pot, and that sticky odor of greed born of desperation. It hung like curtains. I breathed into my neck scarf. Those who answered the door had big eyes, legs like toothpicks. They asked for more. We had to say no. We had a list to follow, after all. If people didn't answer, we couldn't leave the meals. The receptionist said they'd be stolen. So we ran back, collecting them from doors, never opened to us. Residents crowded around our empty boxes, not believing we had run out, accusing us of being unfair. We were. We believed our little mission somehow helped while we drove around in a BMW distributing the rest of our meals through the window. Our knowledge and good intentions weren't even a blip on the radar. We were scared that people could live that way and think it was normal. Scared that our world was not made of ivory and stone, but scribbled with crayon and easily torched. Afterward, we went to brunch in Coal Valley and washed our hands in a bathroom not stained with human excrement. My family finally came through on Skype via my iPhone, all smiles and gentle chiding about California living. They teased me about my long hair and my hippie jacket. They're novices, blissfully ignorant. It was all I needed to feel like the most privileged person on earth. With a perspective, I'm Jen Haley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.